products available.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. There's no doubt on this show we always say we talk about the buzz in your backyards, and the buzz still is over these shocking things that have happened at Penn State, allegedly just crazy in the wake of Jerry Sandusky and how long the defensive coordinator for the Penn State Nittany Lions, who retired in 99, was allowed to linger on campus after he was caught in the shower with a 10-year-old boy, and then the story just died as it went up the vine, as the story goes, through the Penn State ranks, and never was reported to the campus police, and never was reported to any law authorities. It's just so raw, and so many emotions are coming out of, every corner of this wonderful country, because people know, so many people unfortunately know what it's like to be a victim. So many people, thank goodness, feel for the victims in this case. Joe Paterno gone, as he should have been. He should have been immediately let go. Thank goodness they did that the other day. But as I mentioned, still lots of emotions. Very pleased right from the get-go to welcome to the show Lauren Book. Ooh, we're ushering her in from our virtual green room. She decided she would stay up late with us here on ATN. She is what one would say an educator who has developed a sexual abuse prevention curriculum that's being implemented statewide in Florida and hopefully beyond those borders as well. She's an accomplished author, and she's definitely an effective advocate, someone who is working to change things around for laws to protect children from predators like what we saw or what's unfolding, we're starting to learn about from Penn State. Lauren, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk about, first of all, your story so everybody knows, because you're very upfront about all of it. You are a child sexual abuse survivor. What happened to you? What shattered you, your world when you were young?
That's right. I was abused by my nanny from the time that I was 11 years old until I was 16. It was a female nanny. She lived in my home. It went on 365 days a year, 7 days a week. You know, I had no breaks, no times off. It became violent at times. And like I said, it went on for 6 years, under the nose of my parents, and I understand the true aftermath of long-term abuse. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it shatters your life and you have to work very hard to put it back together again with all the broken pieces.
Yeah, and as I said, you're a big advocate for kids because you know exactly what it was like. You lived with so many of these kids have gone through, and especially at those the ages of 11 through 16. In your case, did you couldn't tell anyone, or how did that continue the way it did?
You know, in my case, my mother is bipolar. She did not have the capacity to be there for me. I didn't feel safe telling her. And my father traveled a lot. He's a lobbyist here in the state of Florida and was gone a lot. And so I didn't really have a lot of people that I could turn to talk to them about what was happening. And, you know, my offender, Waldina was her name, was a true pedophile, a lot like Jerry Sandusky. You know, she went through that grooming process like he did. You know, it starts that grooming process, building trust with the child, building trust with the family. You know, I got to stay up late. These kids got extra presents. You know, they got golf bags, sneakers, clothes. I got to stay up late. I got to ride shotgun in the car, which doesn't seem like a big deal at 27, but at 11, that's a really big deal. These kids got to go to football games, experiences that they would never get to experience. He targeted these children from the second mile, his foundation. These were from dysfunctional families, lower socioeconomic status families. You know, I was a loner. I was a people pleaser. these predators target their children. They know who they want to go after. They select their prey. They begin that grooming process, and then it becomes the touching. You know, he would always, I mean, any survivor that we've heard of, you know, throughout this process so far and through the grand jury procurement, it started with a touch on the thigh. And when the child didn't say anything, it grew and grew and grew. He would tickle them, blow on their stomach, and then it grew deeper into the sexual abuse that occurred. He is a true pedophile, just like my nanny was. And, you know, to kind of show you the pathology, my nanny fled the state of Florida when my parents did find out. She was found 6 months later coaching 10-year-old girls in soccer. These people place themselves in situations to gain access to children, and that's what they do.
And wouldn't you say that's the thing? Obviously, you just told us the great examples of that. It's in the suburbs. It's in places you wouldn't expect the pedophiles. It's not the creepy guy necessarily that lives down the street that everybody suspects with the shades drawn, although it could be. But it's a much different portrait that you're painting. It's people that know how to bring the trust in to lots of areas like the home, whether they're nannies. Yep, that's what you're seeing, right?
90% of the time, children are abused by someone they know, love, and trust. And it's averaged that a sex offender will assault as many as 124 children before they're caught. And you're right, Kate. Everybody thinks it's that scary, seedy old man who hangs out behind a dumpster and is going to jump out and grab their kids. In reality, it's the coaches. It's the nannies. It's the uncles. It's the aunts. I think that it is a huge problem in our country. It's an epidemic in America, but it remains the most underreported and underinvestigated crime in our country. And when responsible institutions such as Penn State seem to irresponsibly accept such criminal activity rather than acting against it, it only contributes to and deepens the tragedy and the crime. And it's happening everywhere. And I wish that this was an exception, but it is the rule. We've seen this happen time and time again where school systems are ignoring these type of issues because it's easier to just sweep it under the rug. It's easier to say, we don't have that problem here. Well, everyone has this problem here. It exists. 1 in 3 young girls will be sexually assaulted before they're 18, and 1 in 5 boys will be sexually assaulted before they're 18. And children with disabilities, developmental disabilities, 90% of those children will be sexually assaulted at some point in their life. And only 1 to 3% of those cases will ever be brought to light.
Scary.
This is a pandemic.
Yeah, I agree with you. Pandemic is the right word. We have a couple minutes left. You're such a great advocate for this cause. Lauren's Kids, you started a foundation. What can people do to help you there?
It's a great foundation. 95% of sexual abuse is preventable with education awareness, and that's what we do. We have a kindergarten curriculum that will be in every kindergarten classroom in the entire state of Florida by January 1st. We have a K-5 curriculum as well. People can contact the foundation at www.lawrencekids.org. We have a nationwide toll-free call-in number where we provide crisis management and crisis intervention, and that's 1-877-LKID-01. You can also, any of your listeners can go out and grab my book, which is It's Okay to Tell, on Amazon, Books a Million, and Barnes & Noble, and that kind of chronicles the journey and process of a survivor of childhood sexual abuse.
Wow. Lauren Book, thanks so much for joining us. Keep fighting the good fight. We appreciate it, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Kate, for having me.
Yeah. What a story, and you can tell she's passionate, and she has gone beyond and tried to help other people, and I hope that there are more advocates like that for the victims that we're just learning about across this great country. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. crisis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You know, sadly, this week was stained by what happened at Penn State and some of the sick details that are emerging about Jerry Sandusky, as you just heard in our conversation with the lovely Lauren Book for everything that she's done in turning what was awful in her life, turning it around and helping other people. It is about education. It is about being aware. Can you imagine that so many people gave money to the Second Mile, famous people, and a lot of famous people lent their names to be on the board of directors. So all these fundraisers, golf tournaments, all that kind of stuff. And here the entire time it was a feeder system, if you will, for Sandusky. And so now life on campus there at State College, Pennsylvania, is very different. It's really the victims that I feel for. And where does this all end? We don't know. 84-year-old Joe Paterno is gone. He was booted on Wednesday. Now there's an interim coach, Tom Bradley, and they're starting this formal investigation. A lot of people are upset, no doubt about that. And I think that what I want to know is Mike McQueary. Are there going to be any repercussions for the assistant coach who told Paterno, but not the cops, not the police, about seeing the former assistant Sandusky in a shower with a young boy back in 2002? How come nothing has happened there? He's still the receivers coach. And guess what's happened? Shock. Although I should say not shock. There have been multiple threats, death threats even, against McQueary. And they're saying that he's not going to go to Saturday's home finale against Nebraska, of course, because who knows what will happen. Governor Tom Corbett came to the campus on Thursday because they were going to have a trustees meeting anyway. So he was supposed to be there, and then all this stuff broke anyway, and of course he was going to be there. And he told reporters that he supported the decision to get rid of Paterno, the winningest coach that they'd had, and of course one of the winningest coaches of all time in college football, and the university president, Graham Spanier, because they didn't do anything. They didn't do enough to alert law enforcement authorities. I mean, I love that comment, though. They didn't do enough to alert law enforcement authorities. How about they didn't do jack? They didn't tell anybody. And I still, as I'm sure Lauren and so many other people who have been victims of abuse, don't understand why. Don't understand why that didn't happen. Here's Governor Tom Corbett on Paterno and the victims and the focus that should be on the victims.
I was disappointed in their actions. I support the board's decision. Their actions caused me to not have confidence in their ability to continue to lead. We need to identify these victims of sexual abuse. We need to find them. We need to help them. They are our children.
Absolutely. But Paterno is not a target of the criminal investigation because now, upon further review, he is, you know, a lot of people are looking into this. He has fulfilled his legal requirement, but by reporting what McQueary told him to the higher ups. However, people are saying it's a moral responsibility, and of course it's a moral responsibility, but going after him criminally would be tough. I think civilly that could happen. And I've already said this a couple of days ago, earlier in the week when all of this started to come out. Paterno said he should have done more, but he never said why he didn't go to the police. And he never said whether or not he was aware of any alleged assaults at all. And having heard that, how is it that they kept Sandusky around? How would they do that and have a clear conscience about it and not think that they were setting people up to fall into his grasp? And this all happened, by the way, all this started to break, of course, when the grand jury was looking into what happened. And McQueary was called by the grand jury, as was Paterno and so many others. And he was pretty blunt. He said what he saw, what he reported. It's pretty clear what happened there. But criminally, I guess, there's nothing that can happen with Joe Paterno. There is no question, however, that his legacy is tainted by what went on in that university. And it's just so sad to me. You know, this Second Mile charity, the McQueary, who saw what happened in the shower, was supposed to play in the Second Mile Celebrity Golf Tournament in 2002 and 2003. And this charity has been around since 1997. And I think that what's happening now is we're going to see more details of how he got in and how many people and, you know, all that sort of stuff. What happened? How did this go on under the eyes of so many people? And was nobody even aware of that before? Because it seems as though, and this is what's happening with the victims, that a lot of this also happened much earlier. We're not going to solve that riddle right now here on America Tonight, but if any of you want to throw in your two cents, and you certainly are welcome to do that, 800-259-5791. Like Al wrote me this note, and he said, anyone who knew what was going on, anyone, and this guy Al from Michigan was furious, said that they should be castrated. And, of course, speaking in anger, but at the very least should be prosecuted for what happened there, because how many other people were attacked as a result of the lack of action, doing nothing. So it's very strange. One, the eyewitness doesn't go to the police. He still gets to keep his job, and he still gets to coach. One guy gets administrative leave. The other one retires. It's a joke as to how they dealt with this. And that's why the governor and that's why the Board of Trustees now, they're swarming this thing because of the fallout for that university, without a doubt. Without a doubt, they have to do whatever they can to help any of those victims. All right, believe it or not, there were some other things that happened this week, and a lot of it had to deal with the old saying from the commercial, what's in your wallet? Nothing? There's nothing in your wallet? Oh, I understand. Why is there nothing in your wallet? And it's going to get worse. The doom and gloom scenarios out there, actually a lot of it, sadly, is coming true. A lot of what has been talked about for years, even here on the network, on the GCN networks, so many people that have done it well, that have talked about, listen, look at food supplies, look at water, the population explosion, and because we haven't done this and we haven't done that, and because of our monetary system, I especially agree on the monetary system. To me, that's one of the scariest things. So as you watch the House of Cards collapse in Europe, and we've said this, and people are trying to figure out and draw conclusions as to why does this hit us here in the United States, the answer is clear: because of the recession potential in the Eurozone for many, 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 many reasons that will touch us in the United States. In fact, it already has, because we've had a couple of rough days. We had a couple of rough days on the market, and that was definitely tied to Greece and then what was happening in Italy, which is 10 times worse than what's going on in Greece. So it's no surprise that the European Union says, oh, by the way, world, in case you aren't paying attention to this, we could sleep and slip and fall into a very deep and prolonged recession next year. And this debt crisis is spinning out of control. But we knew this. You know, we have Saul Albaum on the show. We've had him on. He's a buddy of mine, and he is a financial planner. He's certified, went through all that stuff, has gone through lots of schooling and lots of practice and everything else. And he lives in Norway. In fact, he's coming on this week, and he comes on with us a couple times a month. And Saul and I have been talking about this for 2 years. So, knock, knock. The rest of the world is waking up. Yeah. The amount of growth that we're talking about. The Eurozone growing only by 0.5% in 2012. Oh, yeah. It's a recession. The recession is right there. And it's going to kick the rest of us in the rear end. Let me tell you. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Oh, that means fruits and nuts. I thought we needed to lighten the load for just a brief second here, because we haven't done it in so long in America Tonight. And trust me, we're bouncing back to what's happening in Penn State, so you can definitely throw in with us on that, 800-259-5791. Just briefly, I'll tell you about a funny story I happened to see today. I guess it's not so funny to the woman it happened to, but it's kind of scary. It is a nutty story. There is a woman in Kansas City who was sitting in a vinyl recliner, and she was left sitting in that recliner for so long, I'm not making this up. Her skin fused to the chair. She had to be pried out to be taken to the hospital after having a stroke. Oh, what were they thinking? It's a good lesson to anyone that you can't just do that. So what happened was, the son, Carol Brown is the woman's name, Carol Brown's son left his mother and for 5 days without helping her because he was working and doing whatever he was doing is what he told the police. But he just left her there. And so, unfortunately, that's what happened. She fused with the chair. What? Someone's got to kick this kid in the rumpus. I mean, do that to your mother? Are you kidding me? How do you do that to your mother? How do you just leave her sitting in a chair for 5 days? And the caretaker wasn't there. And so apparently he just decided that it'll be okay. I'll just wait until I can get back there. And unfortunately, it wasn't okay. It wasn't okay. And police searched the house. They looked for all kinds of things. And they're trying to decide if they're going to actually file any charges and rule in this case because of what happened here. I mean, again, having to pry her out. And she suffered a stroke. She suffered a stroke while she was sitting there. Ugh, maybe I shouldn't have gone to that. That's equally as depressing. All right, let's get back on track here. Let's go to Nick in Michigan. Hey, Nick.
Hi, calling in about Penn State, topic du jour. And a couple of remarks about that. One, the timeline's of interest to me. I wanted to first start out by mentioning something of the timeline to lead into this, and that was about bin Laden's assassination. He'd been in Pakistan, by all reports, for about 5 years, I think, if I remember right. And no one seemed to at least make a comment that if you look at that, that's from about the time the surge started. I always found that interesting. You know, you can make a case one way or another, but it's interesting to correlate that and see how long he was in Pakistan, how it goes back to that. And
well, I think what's interesting is that what you just said, who do you think knew and didn't say anything for that length of time? I think a lot of people knew and didn't say anything. And then, of course, there's the CIA set up across the street and eventually picking them off, as you know, the rest of that story.
Yeah. But it's, the timeline here is apparently with the Paterno Penn State deal. Isn't it from the late 90s?
Yes.
Okay. So then apparently there were subsequent cases of the nine that we know about in the early 2000s, correct? Is that fairly accurate?
Right, so you're trying to make a numbers correlation?
Well, no, if you look a couple years after the first case, what happened with the Catholic Church scandal, if this had come out during that time, that program would have been blown apart more than it is now.
Oh, right. Oh, no, you're right. The thing that is just so mind-boggling, I keep saying the same thing, I'm at a loss for words, is how that didn't happen. I don't understand.
Well,
and that's why everybody's running to the rescue to try to undo what's been done, and they can't.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I appreciated your comment the other night. This is another comment I have. You reminded people that not reporting this is criminal. I mean, that's one of the things that people are in denial about.
And I know.
The phrase that some of the spokespeople used at Penn State, and I'm sure you've heard it. The first time I heard it, I couldn't believe it. I remember it was Jim Bohannon interviewing Johnny Cochran, and he talked about the Reginald Denny case and the assault there during the riot as being inappropriate behavior. Well, they use the same phrase here, inappropriate sexual behavior.
Mm-hmm.
The term is almost a self-parody. Although you could use it in the case of Anthony Weiner, but here it's criminal sexual conduct. And the denial comes through in the choice of that phrase. But the other thing I want to point out, there was a book that came out in the 70s that's just a really fascinating read. I go back to it a lot. Whether you put much stock in the Rorschach test, it's called The Nuremberg Mind, and it's the Rorschach tests of the Nazi defendants, almost all of them. And you get to see the cards they looked at and their responses. And one of the things, whatever stock you put in Rorschach, is that when people make comments, you know, you could see this image if you want to. You know, if you really imagine it, you could see this or that. It's a sign of denial of responsibility. And the most interesting Rorschach test on the positive side was one of Hitler's people named Konstantin von Neurath. He by far was the healthiest of the bunch. But the one thing that came through in his test was he did show what the cards revealed as independence of judgment up to a point. But beyond that, he couldn't quite resist, as the authors point out, opportunism. He did stand up to Hitler on numerous occasions, but it was just too tempting, the rewards of power. And you're looking at that here. The guy who reported this.
Yeah, McQuarrie.
Yeah. He's apparently, I mean, I don't know anything about him. Maybe something will come on the negative side, but he used independence of judgment. But for Paterno to give up all that he had achieved as a coach and watch it crash down, he could not do. I think we can draw that conclusion. And
yeah,
he improvised around that.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, very good caller. You call me again. The Rorschach test, actually, it's interesting that you brought that up. I just watched something on the History Channel, and it was a Hitler Chronicles, and that was one of the things that they talked about. And of course, this is a guy who, I think all of you know this, you've heard of the test. He was a Swiss psychologist, and it's, you know, you could call it, the technique was like the ink blot test, and it's just psychological, and you analyze interpretations and what it means, and they've used it to detect thought disorder or other things to describe thinking processes, and that's what you're talking about there. I think the deniability and the use of the words, you're absolutely 100% right. How can you describe, Nick is right, how can you describe what happened as Penn State is inappropriate? Are you kidding? Outrageous, disgusting, shocking, and especially when he says about Joe Paterno, I agree with him. All those bowl wins, the two national titles, the fan base, they have a rabid fan base. Everything that's happened is so now tainted, and Paterno had a stranglehold on that job. And you would think, in one sense, why would somebody who was so iconic, with so much to lose, because in power, what happens when someone's in power, it's like presidents and other leaders, and certainly powerful CEOs. It's like we just saw what Steve Jobs passes away. But what was his legacy? He was a little concerned about his legacy, what he was leaving behind. So what is Paterno leaving behind? He had to be concerned about that. He didn't want to let the job go. And I think he was so full of denial. Even when he was let go late on Wednesday night, when the kids had come and surrounded his house, and he just kind of stumbled out, well, you know, this is it, and it's not what I was expecting to go out, and I'll deal with it one day at a time. It's like, wow, are you kidding? Do you realize what the world is thinking when they look at Penn State? Do you realize what's gone on here? And the answer is, I don't think so. I think Nick has a good point. And did he just bury his head in the sand like an ostrich? Because he was friendly with Sandusky and still continued that friendship. Sandusky had an office on campus, was using all of their facilities. How would that even be allowed to continue? Knowing, especially when Mike McQuarrie sees what he sees in the shower, to allow that guy to be there, it is really hard to get past that. I'm sure when, let's just say, the Board of Trustees and, let's say, other people started to find out what was going on, the grand jury stuff, I'm sure their first reaction, their jaws dropped, couldn't believe it. Then the second was, well, we got to scramble and figure out how we're going to clean up this mess. And then it had to be, how does Joe Pa allow that? Somebody said to me, well, you know, he was an old guy, and so he didn't know how to deal with it. He just wasn't thinking straight. Are you kidding? Not thinking straight. First of all, he was clearly in his 70s, actually late 60s when he might have known Osama, but definitely in his 70s. So whatever the excuse for the age thing, that doesn't fly. And it certainly does nothing, absolutely nothing, for the victims. That's what gets lost here. Who cares about all the other stuff? It's the victims. Who knows how many victims there were? And all of that will come out. Sandusky, by the way, and I've mentioned this, he's out on $100,000 bail. That was it for what he had to pony up, and he's out. And eventually, when this comes to trial, I think it's going to be interesting to see what he gets nailed for. They need to put him away forever, as far as I'm concerned.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
we take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do.
Perfect song for what we've been talking about. We could use right now is a little love, couldn't we? Let's hit the headlines quickly here before we usher you out of the cheap seats for this hour of ATN. As I said, there were plenty of other things that happened worth mentioning that normally I would have jumped on the biggest soapbox that I could have been hoisted onto and shouted as loud as possible at the outrage, because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on Thursday tried desperately to defend their $1 million executive bonuses, which, of course, have come in under lots of grief, a lot of fire, because here we go again. People that are getting huge bonuses when what they're doing is tanking us. And what is always said, the Federal Housing Finance Agency's acting director, a guy named Edward DeMarco, said a couple of days ago that the salaries, he wrote a letter, sent it up to the Hill, said the salaries and the deferred compensation that are given to the executives have to happen if the firms are going to attract and keep talent that they need to run the operations effectively. I don't know, America. I'm just saying this. I'm going to say it out loud. I know a lot of financial people, a lot that are, I think, super, super smart, that could probably do the same thing, and they would do it for less. not cheap, less, because those people that are working those positions, they're getting $900,000 to $1 million already. And because of what's going on in the housing market, Fannie and Freddie are asking for more money. Hundreds of billions of dollars they want in government support. Well, you know what government support means. It means money from our pockets, taxpayers' money, to prop them up. So 60 senators, who, by the way, were a bipartisan group, because this is a layup, were upset, wrote last week and demanded that changes to the executive compensation practices, in other words, cut the crap and cut the bonuses that were put in place 2 years ago, needed to be changed. That certainly, when you're asking for more money, and we are drowning in this, because remember, it was September of 2008 that Fannie and Freddie came into the government's house because of the mortgage debt insolvency stuff, or it could have been insolvency. The rescues cost us $169 billion. So you got to be kidding me. And this DeMarco says, oh, I'm sorry, senators. I'm sorry, American people. This could disrupt the function of our companies, and it'll add greater losses onto the backs of the American taxpayers. So now we're being held hostage. Wait a second. The company's bleeding. Fannie and Freddie are losing money, demanding more money, but I'm going to leave. I'm going to take my $1 million salary, and I'm going to go somewhere else because I can get that money. I'm the biggest and the brightest and the baddest because look what I have done with Fannie and Freddie. This is outrageous in a much different way. I mean, you know, they paid out $12.79 million in bonuses for 10 people. Okay, so figure that out. How much are they getting in bonuses? That has nothing to do with all their other compensation, by the way. So they're not employees who are making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000. They're making almost $1 million. Where can we sign up for that? I guarantee I could pluck 10 of you, maybe even some that don't have a big financial background. We could all go to school together, and we could replace those guys at half the cost. And I think we'd be a little happy about that paycheck we were getting. So I think it's bogus to throw that argument out there. That makes one of my top headlines of the week, certainly from the outrageous department. All right, here's another quick one for you. Because Rick Perry stumbled and fumbled and fell all over himself at the latest Republican debate, couldn't name three departments that he would slash. You know, look around the cabinet table, would you slash out if you were to save money, if you were president, and he just, you could have drove a truck through the dead air. I thought it was pretty funny when he agreed to go on Letterman and have fun with it, though. And I wanted you to hear just a little snippet of that.
Number six.
Hey, listen, you try concentrating with Mitt Romney smiling at you. That is one handsome dude.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So you got to like that. Guess what you do? That's called damage control. You spin it around. He's a Republican presidential hopeful. How does he get back into the good graces and convince everyone he's not adult? Well, you go on the David Letterman show and you joke about it. Tomas in Michigan. He's got the last word on the show. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, I want to talk about three things. The Sandusky thing, the Freddie and Fannie thing, and the third thing I want to talk about is third thing I want to talk about is, let's see, what is it? The third thing I want to talk about.
You better call us back on that third thing, buddy. That was good.
Hey, you know, it's incredible what you just said. They're asking for billions, and yet some of that is going to go to $1 million bonuses? That's unbelievable. Aren't they federal employees?
Yes.
So that's like, that would make them public servants?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way I want to roll, public servants, you know. I can't believe that, man. I'm putting that on my Facebook. That's unbelievable.
I think it's unbelievable too, and I'm not kidding about that, Tomas. And I and Mark. Oh, Mark, we'd have to make him pay for lunches though. Mark, Sam. I don't know. We could get 10 of us. We could go to school for just for a couple of months, get up to speed. I am not kidding you, and we could do that job for $500,000 and be happy.
Hey, we wouldn't have to go to school. We would just hire some other people, man.
You know, pay them to do it.
They cannot possibly screw it up worse.
No.
It's impossible, you know?
$1 billion.
Listen, the Sandusky thing, you know that the guy who was going to prosecute Sandusky in 98 disappeared?
Yes, he disappeared for like 5 years.
Now he's gone, man.
Yeah.
He hasn't come back.
Yeah, but he disappeared, you know, with years later when they went to go find him. Yes, you're right. He's still gone. So, yes, more than 5 years if you wanted to look at it that way, yeah.
He's either dead or in the witness protection program.
Or he's in the Pine Barrens in New Jersey.
Yeah, and you know what? They declared him officially dead in July of this year.
Yeah.
Which kind of coincides with the whole thing breaking out. I mean, there is more to this than meets the eye.
I agree.
I sent you a message, and you know, I'd like to hear your opinion because you like to listen to people on both sides of the story. So you get a lot of credibility when you do that. You know, you let anybody call your show. So I just want your opinion on this. If Sandusky had been raping 15-year-old underaged girls,
mm-hmm.
Do you think he would have been in jail?
Absolutely. He would have been in jail much faster. Oh, yeah. No, that's a great way to set that up. Hey, if it had been young girls, they would have turned him over. He would have been done. Was is there something about the fact that it was these boys, that it was at-risk kids, that they? I think it was more to do with we're just going to bury this story, because it's just like Nick said. How ridiculous is it that they say that he engaged in allegedly sexually inappropriate behavior? Are you kidding me? Inappropriate behavior? What would they say? What would they say for young girls?
And you know, the reason I was raising that is because, you know, homosexuality now is almost like a protected species, you know. You really can't, you gotta be careful about attacking somebody, you know, for their homosexual practices.
Yeah, that's definitely another way to look at it. I think it has more to do with, though, thanks to Moss, which is a cover-up of an iconic coach, of a program, just bury it, forget about it. We're just putting it out of our minds. Remember, he retires in 99. There's more to this story than meets the eye. Absolutely.